Hello. Hello.
Oh, you're addressing me. I thought perhaps there was someone with you.
No, I'm not really with someone. I'm with you. I didn't mean that as an insult. What I really meant was that I'm with the state police here, and when I'm with them, I'm with someone, but right now I'm on my own. I mean, I'm not with a lot of people, just you.
Well, I wouldn't like to disturb you. I'll leave you alone if you prefer it.
No, you don't really have to go at all. I like it, you know, because I don't know what it is. I sort of get the impression that you want to leave, but you don't like to leave because maybe you think I'd think it looks suspicious, me being a policeman and everything.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to think that because I haven't really got a suspicious mind at all. I look suspicious myself. A lot of people think I'm suspicious, especially when I stand around on street corners. One of our own boys picked me up the other week. He thought I looked a bit too suspicious standing on a street corner and everything. Tell me something. I couldn't help noticing when you checked in tonight. It's part of my job. I notice human individuals, and I notice your face. I said to myself when I saw you, I said, that's a guy with the most normal-looking face I ever saw in my life.
That's very nice of you to say that.
Not a bit. It's great to see a normal face, because I'm a normal guy. It'd be great for two normal guys like us to get together and talk about world events, you know, in a normal sort of way.
Well, there's nothing I would like better than that, but I don't have much time.
Oh, it's a pity, because, may I say one other thing to you? It's really on my mind. I've been thinking about it quite a lot. I noticed when you was checking in, you had a lovely, pretty little girl with you. She was really lovely. As a matter of fact, she wasn't so little, come to think of it. She was a fairly tall, taller than little, you know what I mean? But she was really lovely. I wish I had a lovely, pretty tall, lovely little girl like that. I mean,
that's my daughter.
Your daughter? Gee, isn't it great to have a lovely, tall, pretty, little, small daughter like that? It's really wonderful. I don't have any children, or boys, or little tall girls, or anything. I'm not even... Are you married?
Yes, I'm expecting my wife. Perhaps she comes here.
May I say something? I thought you was looking a little uneasy at the desk there, and maybe I was thinking that you want to get away from your wife for a little while. I don't blame you. If I was married, I'd take every opportunity to get away from my wife.
Yes. No, that was not it at all. As a matter of fact, it's quite possible that my wife would not join me, because when I left home, she was not very well.
Oh, gee, what was the matter with your wife?
Well, it's nothing, but she had an accident.
Oh, gee, she had an accident. It's really terrible. I mean, fancy a fella's wife having a normal guy, his wife having an accident like that. What happened to her?
She was hit by a car.
Gee, no wonder she's not here. Gee, you must feel pretty bad about that. What's happening? Is she coming on later or something?
Well, that was the understanding.
What, in an ambulance? Gee, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. I get sort of carried away, you know, being so normal and everything. Tell me, when you were standing there at the desk checking in with the night manager, Mr. George Swine, who I happen to know is a personal friend of mine, I was wondering if he fixed you up with sort of good accommodation here.
Yes, they were extremely cooperative.
You're quite sure about that? Because, I mean, I could really easily have a word with George Schwein. I mean, he's a really normal, nice sort of guy, and I've only got to have a normal word in his ear, and you'd be surprised what things could happen from a thing like that. I mean, he'd probably go and turn some of the troopers out so he could have a lovely room, a bridal suite for you and your lovely little girl.
No, please, I don't want you to take any trouble on my account. We're perfectly comfortable.
But he should do it. It's his job to fix you up with something nice. I mean, you know, he gets paid for doing that thing, and I mean, when he sees a guy like you coming in all normal and everything with a lovely little girl beside him, he should say to himself, gee, I gotta give that guy a lovely, sort of comfortable, foamy bed to sleep in. I mean, you know, I just don't like to hear things like that happening, because I could go over and really take a swipe at him for not giving you a lovely, comfortable, sleepy movie star bed. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, what has he got you on the floor or something?
Well, the little girl is probably asleep already in the bed, and, well, really, I don't know why we're discussing this.
Listen, why don't you let me have a look at the accommodation that you have now and really take it in for a second, then I can come down and have a word with George Swine. It'd be so simple.
No, you really shouldn't worry about either of us.
You know, you can ask me.
I think that I should go upstairs.
You're going because you maybe think that me being a policeman and everything, I think you're sort of suspicious. I don't think that at all. I think you're really normal and everything. I don't have to go because of that.
No, it's been very nice talking to you.
Yeah, listen, before you go, I was wondering whether maybe in the morning, you know, me being lonely and normal and everything...
No,
maybe
we shall have to get up at the crack of dawn.
Breakfast with me, perhaps. Would you like
that? It's very nice of you, but...
I can arrange that with George Swine, the night manager. You could have it laid out already.
Oh, thank you so much. Good night.
You have a most interesting face. Good night.